It is not unusual in my line of business.
So far, so good. But now, Watson, pay attention. Mm.
That very evening, after I'd been promised the appointment, I was sitting up in my digs doing a smoke when up came my landlady with a card which had Arthur Pinner, financial agent, printed on it.
Financial agent. Did the name Pinner mean anything to you?
I'd never heard of him. But I asked the landlady to show him up, and in he walked.
Describe him.
Middle-aged, middle-sized, dark hair, dark eyes, black beard, touch of the sheeny about his nose.
Mr. Hall Pycroft, I believe?
Yes, sir.
Lately engaged at Coxon and Woodhouses?
Yes, sir.
And now on the staff at Mawson's?
Quite so.
Well, I have heard some really extraordinary stories about your financial ability.
May I sit down? Of course.
Thank you. You remember Parker, who used to be Coxon's manager?
Indeed I do.
He can never say enough of your talents.
Oh, well, I'm very pleased to hear that.
You have a good memory.
Pretty fair.
You have kept in touch with the market while you've been out of work?
Yes, I read the stock exchange list every morning.
Now that shows real application. That is the way to prosper. However, you won't mind my testing you, will you?
Not at all.
How are New Zealand consolidated?
104.
And Ayrshires? 105
to 105 and a quarter.
And British Broken Hills?
7 to 7 and 6.
Wonderful. This quite fits in with all that I had heard. My boy, you are much too good to be a clerk at Mawson's.
Well, Mr. Pinner, other people don't seem to think quite so much of me as you seem to do. I had a hard enough fight to get this berth, and I'm very glad to have it.
Pooh, man, you should rise above it. You are not in your true sphere. Now, I'll tell you how it stands with me. What I have to offer is little enough when measured by your ability, but when compared with Mawson's, it is light to dark. Let me see, when do you go to Mawson's?
On Monday.
I think I would risk a little sporting flutter that you don't go there at all.
Not go to Mawson's?
No, sir. By that day, you will be business manager of the Franco-Midland Hardware Company Limited, with 134 branches in the towns and villages of France, not counting one in Brussels and one in San Remo.
I have never heard of that company, Mr. Pinner.
Very likely not. It has been kept very quiet. The capital was all privately subscribed, and it is too good a thing to let the public into. You follow me?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Good boy. My brother, Mr. Harry Pinner, is promoter. After allotment, he will join the board as managing director. He knows that I am in the swim down here, and he asked me to pick up a good man cheap. A young, pushing man with plenty of snap about him. Parker spoke of you, and that brought me here tonight. We can only offer you a beggarly 500 to start with.
500 a year?
Only that at the beginning, I'm afraid. But you are to have an overriding commission of 1% on all business done by your agents. And you may take my word for it that this will come to more than your salary.
But that's more than 1,000 a year.
You have my word for it. And a Pinner's word is better than a banker's draft.
Mr. Pinner, I must be frank, sir. I know nothing about hardware.
Tut, my boy, you know about figures.
Yes. Yes, I do. Mr. Pinner, I really don't know what to say. Let me put it this way. Mawson's only gives me 200 a year, but Mawson's is safe. Now, really, I know so little about your company.
Smart. You are the very man for us. You are not to be talked over, and quite right, too. Now, I have in my pocket a note for £100. And if you think we can do business, you can just slip it into your pocket as an advance upon your salary.
£100? This is very handsome, sir. When would you want me to take over my duties?
We would want you to be in Birmingham tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Birmingham?
That is where the company offices are at the moment. I have a rail ticket for Birmingham in my pocket also.
Well, sir, I think we are in business, as they say.
Good man. You will not regret this, Mr. Pycroft. Now, I am going to give you a letter which you will take to my brother. You will find him at 126B Corporation Street. The offices, the temporary offices, are at that address.
He will have to confirm your engagement, but between ourselves, it will be all right.
I hardly know.